Hang out at the beach with all the ticket guys at the Dodge Chrysler Jeep Summer Bash at Lloyd Park in Grand Prairie this Saturday from noon till 9. Brought to you by Coors Light, AT&T Wireless, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Good afternoon, everybody. You are listening to The Hardline. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We are out today at the Texas Motor Speedway getting you ready for the Bombardier.
What?
Or Bombardier 500, as it's known.
The Bombardier.
Bombardier.
Yes, Bombardier. Right now,
it's
time to stop down for a little bit of
entertainment news for you.
And this is brought to you by Jack Daniels and by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets.
It'll take a ticket to get into the Ranger game tomorrow night.
Yes, or tonight for that matter.
Yeah, but especially
on
tomorrow.
That doubleheader or any of the games in that series with the Cardinals, which cranks up tomorrow.
And if you want to go Friday or Sunday, 2-for-1.
Also, Prince at the AAC tomorrow night. And also tomorrow night at the Smirnoff, Kiss and Poison.
Two for one.
Big weekend of shows. So Texas Tickets got 2-for-1 on Kiss and Poison.
2-for-1, Kiss and Poison. 2-for-1 at the Rangers and Cardinals.
Wow.
On Friday and Sunday. 2-for-1.
214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality who we found out today we are happy to serve you in Jesus' name. Here's Cobra.
Thank you, Michael. I regret to pass this information along to all of our listeners, but if you haven't heard the news yet, about an hour ago, word came down that the great Ray Charles checked out, dead at the age of 73. He died of blindness, which finally caught up to him.
No. This is George W. Bush, and you're listening to E! News with Corby.
Wow.
What the president to do that, huh?
Wow. Danny, go ahead. You have the story back there. I've got a computer.
I can confirm that Ray Charles is dead, Corby.
Did you see the body?
Nope.
And he died of death?
Complications.
Surrounding
from
blindness.
He had a hip surgery, a hip replacement surgery a while back.
Isn't that how...
He never recovered. He never got his strength back. You know what he was planning?
Yeah, I was going to say Dick Sargent.
He was planning a tour starting in July. And he was going to go back out on the road, but he never got his strength back. And I think this was something that was expected because all of his family were there when he died.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Now, he was supposed to go out on the road with Jafria.
What?
And
why are you diminishing the man's death? The guy that had, like, 6 decades of
I just wanted to work.
Where did you come up with that?
I just wanted to work in Jafria.
What made you think of that?
You were going to shoot one?
I don't know.
Whether it fit or not.
Popped into my head. I'm sorry. Yes, it is sad news. I, for one, don't know.
Jafria?
I don't know a lot about the man. I always thought that, like, in the 70s when I first became aware of him, that he was, like, 80 years old then. He's never really changed his look. You know, he's always looked old to me.
I haven't seen a picture of him in many years. I don't know what kind of look he's been throwing down here lately.
I've got a question about Ray Charles.
Okay.
Go ahead, Greg.
You guys, to back off, okay?
All right.
I don't want you attacking me on this.
Here we go.
But I've got
to ask. Stand back, my Ray doll!
Good God, that's loud.
What was so great about Ray Charles? And if he wasn't black and blind, would he have been so successful?
Oh, what was so great about Ray Charles, you ask?
The question that has to be asked, and I'm wondering if he wasn't blind, would that have made him as big as what he was?
Well, it's pretty hard to play the piano when you're blind.
Is it?
A lot of people do that. Ronnie Millsap.
Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
And they're both great.
Yep, they are, but it is not that common. Of all the piano players out there, there's a very low percentile would be blind.
Well, Van Morrison had a quote in Rolling Stone magazine in April And he summed it up by saying that his sound was stunning. It was the blues, it was R&B, it was gospel, it was swing. It was all the stuff that I was listening to before, but now rolled into one amazing, soulful thing.
I'm not saying he wasn't great. I'm just saying what made him so great? I mean, what distinguished him over other blues artists of the time?
Why don't we table this conversation for tomorrow?
Okay.
I'll bring some stuff up. We'll listen to it, and we will do a segment or two on Ray Charles.
What were his big songs?
Well, let's just save it for tomorrow. Let me organize this a little bit, okay?
Did he write God Bless America?
America the Beautiful.
Yeah. It was America the Beautiful. And no,
hey,
I don't
folks,
think...
John Band here, and you're listening to the E! News with Cormier on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. I mean, it is unbelievable.
Who whipped that guy's ass into doing all that stuff?
Mr. Doo-Doo.
Poor guy.
Georgia on My Mind.
Doo-Doo. We're saving it.
Can't
saving
Stop
this.
Loving You, Hit the Road, Jack.
Johnny.
All right, stop it. We're saving it.
He won 12 Grammys.
We're calling him Donnie.
Danny.
Ted.
The country music television station, otherwise known as CMT, has put out a list of their top 12 love songs. Mm. Top 12 love songs. Wait a minute.
Loving her today.
Actually, the top 100, but I only have the top 12.
He stopped loving her today. Be number one.
I'm so sick of lists.
No, not in there.
Well,
I love lists.
Get ready because we've got one at 4:50.
I know.
Love lists.
Well, this is going to be a good one.
Do a lot of lists.
I can't stop loving you.
From who?
Gosh, there's been several people that have done it.
How about Linda on My Mind?
Ah.
Because I'm lying here.
Now Linda. I'm lying.
Here's the top 12.
How about Dolly Parton?
Linda on my mind.
Here's the top 12. When You Say Nothing at All, a hit for Keith Whitley and Alison Krauss in Union Station.
Well, you know what?
What, Greg?
Go ahead.
I don't know what. That's what. If you're going to throw...
Well, you don't like that song?
It's okay, but the top 12 of all time... I guarantee I can name 12.
Well, this is love songs, Greg.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I think I can name 12 love songs.
Well, go ahead.
Well, I'd need some time to prepare it.
Number 11?
Yeah, your number one would be She's Acting Single, I'm Drinking Doubles.
Right.
It might be.
Number 11 was Merle Haggard's That's the Way Love Goes.
Oh, what a great song.
Mm.
George Jones and Tammy Wynette.
I don't think I've heard that.
What?
That's the way love goes.
I've been throwing horseshoes over my left shoulder.
I've been throwing horseshoes.
Shut up.
Over my left
Jerry McElhaney used to sing that all the time.
George That's Jones and Tammy Wynette's Golden Ring.
Golden Ring. You like that, Psycho?
No, that's Silver Wings. You like that one, Psycho Dave?
Yes, it's the ringer on my phone.
Oh, it is.
It is.
It's what?
It's the ringer on his cell phone.
Well, let's call it and hear it.
Well, he can probably make it happen.
Make it happen, Psycho.
Come on, Psycho. Okay.
Make radio magic.
He couldn't even rewind the tape yesterday.
It's true. Very true.
Can you make it ring?
Here we go. And 3, 2.
Here is That's the Way Love Goes.
No, it's
and
Golden Ring by George Jones.
Music down and call your phone. Just call your phone.
You know what? We can do this tomorrow.
What a retard.
He's just going to call himself right. He's dialing the number. I think he knows his own number, and he's going to pull a flashlight down, and then we're going to be able to hear. What is it, number 11 or number 10?
List a couple of
number
more.
Number 10 here. Okay.
Keep going,
he's
Corby.
Dialing furiously
at
as we speak.
Number 9 is George Strait's I Cross My Heart.
I Cross My Heart.
That's not
Oh.
I've never heard that.
Number 8 is Kenny Rogers' She Believes in Me.
Oh, what
and
a
she believes in me.
What a beating.
Number 7 is Lone Star's Amazed.
Well, they shouldn't be anywhere near the list. Lone Star. What a bunch of crap that
hey,
list is.
Here we go.
Is.
Waiting there.
That's what your phone rings to?
Yes.
What a beating.
Lone Star.
At number 6 is Garth Brooks' Unanswered Prayers.
That's a good song. That's a good song. Come on. Come on. That's a good song.
I hate that, and I hate the dance.
Damn.
That's not how it goes.
Oh.
At number five is Alan Jackson with the Ford Truck Song.
No, it's not.
Have it on.
If I had a love song, hell, you ought to do.
Actually, it's Conway Twitty with Hello, Darling.
What a great. Oh, that should be number one.
Well, that's
great, darling.
It's been a long time.
I may sing that at Summer Bash.
Shut up.
I may sing that at Summer Bash.
Hello, Darling?
Yeah.
All right, it's done. You're singing it.
Well, Danny doesn't know how to play it. He did, I'd sing it.
And figure it out.
You can get Dave's cell phone to accompany you.
How bad would that suck? Number four, Randy Travis's Forever and Ever, Amen.
That's a good song. That's a tremendous song.
Is that his best song out of the love songs?
I don't know.
He's had a bunch of good songs.
Well, what else has he got?
And on the other hand,
oh, yeah.
There's a golden band.
Shut me. Up, Danny.
It's about infidelity,
love Country Danny. Keep it coming, Country Danny.
All right.
At number three is Patsy Cline's Sweet Dreams.
Ooh.
Sweet Dreams.
What's your Country Danny sing that one?
Sweet dreams are made of this. Disagree.
All right, okay.
No, it's not.
The world and the seven.
No, not that.
Everybody is looking for something.
What's your Country Danny sing that one?
Sweet Dreams.
Same inflection.
Tickles me, man.
Number two, Willie Nelson's You Were Always on My Mind.
Oh, what a tremendous song.
Oh, God.
A beautiful song.
It's better when Elvis sings.
Thumbtack through the eyeball.
Are you kidding me? You don't like that song?
God, no. That's a great song.
How can
song.
You not like that song? That's amazing to me.
Maybe I didn't love you.
Greg, did you ever make sweet love to that song?
Probably
tell
not.
Some girl like, God, I love you.
No, but I never made sweet love, but I probably banged to it.
Wow.
Hey, that's I'm trying to liven up this party out here, okay? We're going to talk about banging will do it.
Have it on.
Jeez. My God, I love you, woman.
Hang in there with me, people.
Number one. Dolly Parton's I Will Always Love You.
That's what I said. Oh.
Not a bad song. Not a bad song.
Well, it's the original. That's why it's good.
And Whitney Houston, of course,
redid
it. You don't
have some crack horn tricking it up.
I thought Whitney Houston, I never even knew there was another version.
You bet. Dolly Parton, that was back in the 60s, I think. Or early 70s.
Did she, like, extend the you?
No. Like, she sang it the way it was supposed to be sung.
Keep that coming.
I'm going to say Bad List. Bad list, Corby. Bad list.
Does Dolly Parton have big boobs or something?
Mark Burnett, who created the TV shows Survivor and Apprentice, is coming up with a new show called Rockstar. Now, this is interesting, because not only is he looking for a rock star, a front man, he is trying to find a talented singer to become the front person for a, quote, very well-known band. Just who, he cannot say.
Van Halen.
Creed.
Could be Creed.
It's not Creed.
Why not?
How do you know?
They need one.
They do.
And they're well known.
Now, was there a Seattle band who maybe lost their lead singer, Grego?
Yeah, Pearl Jam.
They didn't lose their singer, did they?
Pearl Jam.
Oh, yeah, that's it, Greg. Yeah, so I'm interested in this, if it's like a big band. Or, could it possibly be, I mean, who is there?
I wish Congress would pass a law, no more reality shows.
Ray Charles Band, they're looking for a guy now.
Please.
Well, the big question here is, though,
abrasive.
Where are Mike's loyalties going to lie in this? Because this is going to go head-to-head with American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Mike. It is?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. That's why they've come up with it. Because they think that American Idol's kind of too poppy and cheesy.
They're thinking square.
They want to put a little edge on it.
Yeah, I saw a story about this. They think that Idol is not invincible because it's so square.
Right. It's too vanilla.
Which could be.
But that doesn't bother you, does it?
Well, this is George W. Bush, and you're listening to E! News with Corby.
Corby. Thanks, Mr. President.
Look, I realize how cheesy Idol is. Okay?
Do you?
Yes, I do. I do. I realize it's not a great show, and those people on there most of the time are not that great.
See, I wish things
But I got sucked into it. What can I tell you?
I wish things were reversed around, and it would have been me that would have been sucked in, because you would not let me live it down.
Sure I would.
No, well,
would.
Oh, shut no, up. You would not.
All right, well, who's letting me live this down? Nobody.
Yeah. Yeah, we are.
No, you're not.
I never bring it up. I never bring it up. But you would not allow me to live that.
And sure I would.
And the view?
Please.
Oh. God, man.
What's wrong with the view?
Oh, nothing, I guess. It's wonderful programming.
It is. If you'd watch it, you'd like it.
Should we save the CD, the Velvet Revolver CD that just came out? Should we save playing a few songs off that for tomorrow when we come back in studio?
I reckon.
Would that be a better idea? Is it late right now, Danny?
It's 4:27.
We're not going to be in studio
yeah,
tomorrow.
Yeah, buddy, they're out again, buddy. Yeah, buddy.
Call me before I make such stupid mistakes. Britney Spears is being is being cut upon. She's gone under the knife.
Boob job?
Don't. I didn't mean literally call me.
Well, you told me to call you, so I did.
Lipo?
Hurt her knee, didn't she?
She did. She hurt her knee.
It's too bad.
Arthroscopic knee surgery in New York. She, heard it jumping up and down and dancing while preparing for a tour.
I need arthroscopic knee surgery, too.
Floating cartilage, I believe, was...
She on a 15 or the 60-day DL?
Well, it doesn't really say how many shows.
Wait a minute, I believe they have a knee surgery class down there at one of the vocational schools somewhere. I'm sure we can get a student out to perform it on you.
I have knee pads.
What?
Anyway, that's E-News. Thanks for ending on a high, Mike.
Wow.
Good boy.
Thanks, Greg.
Scoring up those pretty little legs of hers.
Don't overrate those legs.
Those legs
are okay.
Don't overrate those legs.
Mike, please.
She's just a singer. She's trying to make a living just like you. Not a bitch.
All right, coming up next, doubleheader talk here on
Whoa, hey.
Jackass.
All right.
KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman-Denison, KTDK Sanger.